Bible said, behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and was and is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. Thank you for your presence, God. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all, hallelujah, the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you, heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Cancer bow before you, heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. I got to be where you are. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hottest desert. to travel near or far for your glory. Hallelujah. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. Gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Hallelujah. 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 Fill me up, Lord, till I overflow. Hallelujah. Fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Till I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. I want to run over. I want to run over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning, TMC family. God bless each and every single one of you. Good morning, Minister Benita. Thank you, Minister Roslyn. I love you all. It's Minister Robin here on the East Coast. God bless you.
Good morning. You've joined the Telecommute Art TMC. You've joined the TMC call. We're opening up the call in prayer, and then I'll pass it over. Father God, we thank you for this morning on Tuesday, May 11th. We appreciate each and everything that you're doing for us, have done for us, and will do for us, Father. We ask you to empower and enrich and enhance and empower the speaker that's going to come forth and share your word. We pray that our ears will listen and hear the message that you would have for us, Father. We thank you for the co-founders, and we appreciate, again, everything you've done for us. In our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I'll turn it over to the host.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Benita, for this morning, for greeting us and starting us off with that powerful prayer this morning. So appreciative. Thank you, Minister Rosa, for the three amazing times. I want to be where you are. That is so beautiful. Thank you for ushering us in this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just want to share a little about what's going on in our lives right now. In 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Webster, started us on this journey. Yes, we have a scripture we stand on, Psalms 88:13, but to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning come my prayer, come before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Well, I just want to share with you a website you can visit 24 hours a day. The website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. Their theme for this year in 2020 was supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and evidence of great work must be released and seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of that blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Benita just truly did, and a host as yours truly, or share word with the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we have a treat on Friday that you can stay on to call and give your prayer request and praise report. We have a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now Artists Life, great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy, and you can also share with everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617. 294-617. If your service is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we can share with you a bypass you need to call first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. Yes, today is Tuesday, and we have Presidential Tuesday. This morning, the Director of Commerce Cameron will be hosting, they're doing that call, and also Apostle Giselle will be the host this morning, so plug in after. the call. Well, you know, I just want to make sure, let me just say with everyone, make sure you look at your back office and keep in touch with us up app when we're keeping our company moving forward. And so we want to make sure you stay connected with what we're doing. Well, you know, I just want to stop right now. We have such an awesome speaker who comes before us this morning, and I just want to give you a little bit about her bio so that you can also go to the website and review her extensive bio. Well, she's no stranger to this call, but I want to share a little about our speaker today, co-pastor LaVonya Lewis. Well, she was born in Las Vegas. She's really just an awesome person. I just love her voice. Born in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother, co-pastor LaVonya Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic. But what the devil meant for bad, God used her for good. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, and at 14 years old began preaching. That is awesome. The gospel at church around in Las Vegas. The age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist, as a youth pastor by 19. Together, her husband, overseer Eugene Lewis, the pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter. Oh, the list can go on and on. She's a pastor's friend and on and on. But without further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others none other than our co-pastor, LaVonya Lewis. Are you out there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away from me.
Thank you. We bless God today for this opportunity to come to you and share this word of God with you. I have this quick word. I want to encourage your heart. Thank God for those of you who are on this call. Start your call every morning with the word. Start your day, I should say, every morning. Get you prepared and going. I'm coming out of the second Chronicles, the fourth chapter. On this morning, we thank God for our Mother Eagles, my sisters, my friends. We thank God for those who have led this and opened this call in prayer, for all of you on here. Coming from 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. I'm reading from the King James Version. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 5 says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the God of glory in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, dying, the dying of Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. And I'm going to stop right there. And I really want to focus on verses 7, 8, and 9. And I just want to come to you with a thought and with an encouragement to let you know you have not been forgotten. You Father, we thank you for this word, and we ask that you open the minds and hearts of your people, and we ask, Father, that you would lead them into understanding and hearing, but lead us also to doing what your word says. We thank you on this morning, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. We see here in the scriptures where Paul is having a discussion with encouraging their hearts because they have gone through some trouble and persecution, and they're going through some things. And Paul is really kind of giving his credentials to the people, and he's letting them know. He says, listen, we have this ministry of reconciliation, this ministry of salvation, this ministry where we come to you and let you know that, listen, because we've received mercy, we can't thank. Situations, especially the pandemic and things that are going around, where you have felt like you wanted to faint, felt like you wanted to pass out, felt like you wanted to give up, felt like, listen, I can't take this no more. This is too much on me. This is too hard. All right, I tap out, I quit. But can I encourage your heart that you can't faint? You can't leave now. You got too much work to do. Listen, I have been, if anybody understands the wanting to faint, the wanting to pass out and give up, I do. Through this pandemic since February, from February to May, we have lost 10 family members to COVID. We've lost 16 family members, and 10 were confirmed cases to COVID in just my family here in Las Vegas alone. Come on. If anybody understands the wanting to lay down and say, God, I don't know what's going on. I'm done. I'm tired. I would understand that. And Paul is saying the same thing. Listen, he says, we understand, but we can't faint. He goes on to say, listen, because we've renounced the things of dishonesty. Listen, we don't walk in a way that we used to. That we still live the way we used to in the craftiness and dishonesty and handling the world deceitfully. We can understand you wanted to faint, but listen, because we've gotten rid of those things that we used to do, the life we used to live, the way we used to be. Look, we're renewed with a new strength by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience of the sight of God. Listen, we walk a whole new walk now. Paul said, listen, we're not what we used to be. We're not under the we're not walking in the same understanding we used to walk in. Now we got another strength. There's something that is pushing us, holding us, and we understand that that is the truth of God. Listen, that every man's conscience is now in the sight of God. We are focused on what God is faith because we're focused on what it is God has told us to do, not the life we used to live. He says, so listen, if the gospel is here that we're coming to tell you, if they can't see it, it's not on us, but it's because, listen, there is another force at work that's hiding it from them. He says, this is the God of this world that's blinded their eyes, not us, not our God, but the God of this world, not the God who reigns over the cosmos, but the God who is in this dispensation, who is running amok and telling people suggestions that's not of God. That's who's blinding their eyes to this. He goes on to say, but listen, he says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, don't shine to them. Because we don't preach ourselves, he goes to say. He said, but we preach Christ Jesus, and we're servants. Because God, listen, he don't leave us in the dark, Paul says. Paul said, listen, he goes on to say, he made a light to shine out of darkness, and it shines in our hearts. Paul is giving them some understanding. He said, let me clarify. We have a light that comes, and that light is different than from other folk. We look different. We act different. We speak different. We believe different. We have a different strength. But from the knowledge of the glory of God, we have an understanding that they don't understand. And listen, what happens is because we have that, he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So you don't understand what Paul was saying is so deep, that metaphor he used was because what happened is there were many times at these times that they would use to take all of the treasure and they would bury it. There wasn't banks and vaults and things of that nature that we understand now. What would happen, sometimes they would take the treasure and they would bury it down deep. That way they knew where to go get it, where they need it, but it was hidden from somebody who wanted to steal it. Come on. The God said, I have a treasure that I've placed deep down on the inside of you. You couldn't faint if you wanted to. You couldn't give up if you wanted to. The times you thought you was going to walk away, look, you found yourself back at church. You found yourself back to giving God glory. You found yourself back telling somebody else about how good God was, is. Why is it? Because God said, I down on the inside of you, and it is the excellency of the power that may be of God and not of us. Listen, this ain't you. You're not so wonderful and special just because of you. You're wonderful and special because God said, I chose you and I put a treasure down on the inside of you. And listen, Paul said, buried something in you. He has decided to make a deposit inside of you, beloved. That's why you can't faint. That's why you had to renounce the old way you used to be. That's why when you get into an altercation with somebody, you're not the way you used to handle it differently back then, but now you handle it so much more Christian-like, we'll put it that way. You handle it with decorum, and you know how to talk to somebody now, because listen, he said, I put a gift, a treasure, something valuable on the inside of you. And because of that, beloved, even though you're troubled on every side, you'll never be distressed. God said, listen, trouble gonna come and trouble's gonna leave. Listen, we see this now in the time that we're in, but because my people have a treasure on the inside, they'll never be distressed. He said, you may get some stuff and some news that may perplex you, but I'll never leave you in despair. I'll never get you to the place where you feel hopeless and helpless, where there's nowhere you can turn. He said, I'll be right there by your side, and you won't ever have to worry about that. He said, you may come up against persecution. Folk going to talk about you. You've heard your name in the streets. Have you heard what the people have been whispering and saying, even though it's not true? God, why are they picking on me? He says, you may come up against persecution, but you won't. I won't ever leave you to be forsaken. I haven't forgotten about you. I'm right by your side. I'm better than any judge or lawyer you could ever hire for your case. I'm better than Johnny Cochran could ever have been. I'm better than any Shapiro or any attorney that has the best pedigree out there. Listen, with me on your side, you'll never be forsaken. There'll be times where you'll be cast down. Folks will throw you away. They'll get rid of you. They'll talk bad about you. They'll use you up. He says, but I'll never allow them to destroy you. My God. My God, if that ain't something to shout off right now, that God, no matter what goes on in this world, you'll make sure I'm never distressed, you'll make sure I'm never in hopelessness, you'll make sure I'm never forgotten about, and you'll make sure I'm never destroyed to the place where I urge you this, that for the believer, even what we consider death on this earth is not the end. You can't threaten a saint with death because we never die. Our scripture assures us that when we close our eyes on this side of the earth, we open them on the other side of glory, and we behold the reward that we come from labor to reward. So listen, God said, listen, I won't ever, no matter how they try to come against you and cast you down, or who tries to come at you and who tries to assassinate you, listen, I'm here right here by you, and I'll never allow you to be destroyed. Paul goes on, my God, listen, that's enough to make you want to run around your house and shout right there, because some of y'all understand what it feels like to be persecuted. I'm not talking to the ones who ain't never been cast down. Some of y'all know what it's like to be cast down. I'm not talking about the ones who ain't never faced trouble. I'm talking to the ones who've been in some trouble, and yet God, look, trouble was on every side. And God was right there next to you and brought you right up out of trouble and took you from a troubled situation to a testimony. Hey, come on, somebody give God some glory. God, thank you for taking me from trouble to testimony. And if y'all would just hold on and trust God a little while longer in this pandemic that we're going through, in this situation that we're going through, where it seems like people are dying by the loads and by the thousands daily, here God is keeping us and he's watching over over us. And for those of you who have lost loved ones, I'm praying your strength and God praying for your peace. But I want you to understand that God is still yet in control. He hasn't forgotten about us. He has not forsaken us. He has a plan after this. And I'll be remiss if I told you I understood the plan, because I don't quite understand it. But the thing that we do understand is that we have a God who says in Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the plans I have for you, and they're good and not evil, and they are to an expected end. So one thing we can be assured of is even though we may not have the details as to how we're going to get out of this, even though the process may seem crummy and we don't like the process, we are assured that the end is going to work for us. Romans 8 tells us that all things are working together for our good. So even though we don't understand the process, look, doesn't like the process that it has to go through for the refinement. But once it comes out of the fire, everybody wants it. Everybody wants to lay hands to it. So listen, can I just prophesy and speak a word over you that when you come out of this looking better, feeling better, acting better, talking better, thinking better. Listen, if you come out of this the right way, if you come out of this, go through this thing praising and worshiping God and giving him the glory, giving him the praise, look, you're going to come out with your hands up, and you're going to come out of this and you're going to say, my God, you're going to look back like the children of Israel did when they crossed over the river and said, I came through all of that. That's what we came through. We made it through all this. Lord, we thank you that you brought us through a fiery clay. Listen, you put our feet, you've established us, and we thank you for it. Can I just encourage your heart that if you would just praise him, if you just recognize that this ain't the time to faint, if you just understand that this is the time looking to increase your worship, to push yourself to another level of thought, to challenge yourself to see God in all of these situations, to challenge yourself to say, Lord, I know you're at work. This is not the end of days. This is not the end of the world. However, we're working toward the end of days. We're working towards you coming back. We're getting closer to you coming and parting the clouds and the great trumpet sounding, but there's still work to be done before we even get to that level. Can you challenge yourself to say, God, I can see you and your beauty in all of this? Can you challenge yourself to say, look, in all of this, I'm going to give you glory, whether I feel like it or I don't, whether I'm getting cabin fever, whether I'm ready to get the state reopened or I hope they keep it closed, I'm going to keep giving you the glory in this. Whether I have been laid off work and furloughed or I'm getting up and got central worker going to work every day, I'm going to give you glory in this. Whether it seems like my house is full of folk because can't nobody leave and go nowhere, or everybody's trying to scatter and get out of here, I'm going to still give you glory. Whether I've been sick or seen other folks be sick, I'm going to still give you glory. Can I challenge you to say, listen, God, I thank you that we're always bearing about your dying in our body, so experiencing your resurrection in your life as well, that we are letting our life be a light that shines your glory. Can I encourage your heart that you can't faint because you haven't been forgotten? I want to encourage you on today before I get off as I close that, listen, God is still in control. And no matter what darkness tries to come over us or be cast over, it's going to always show us the way, always give us the direction that we need. So we thank and praise God. We give him the glory. We give him, because even though this world may be blinded and they can't see, and the God of this world, like my grandma used to say, the small case G, not the big case, not the capital G, but blinded their eyes and they're confused, and scientists and doctors are arguing with each other. Should we wear masks? Should we not wear masks? Are you to wear gloves? Are we not to wear gloves? Listen, people are confused left and right that the people of God, but it is your responsibility to let your light so shine into this world. I thank God for you. I give God glory for you. And I know that the Bible says that he's made into now, and that one thing he says in Isaiah is, my counsel shall stand. And I speak to you now that every time your knees start to wobble and buck and you feel like you're going to faint or pass out under the weight of what's going on, I commend right now and I command you to stand and stand strong, and that God lift the weight off you, and that you receive the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. May it guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. It is so. Amen. I pray this word, I pray that it goes with you all through the day, that you will not faint, that you have not been forgotten. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Co-Pastor LaVonya. That's such a powerful, profound word this morning. Yes, God is still in control. I just got so many nuggets. God is still in control. Oh, yes, he is. God never leaves us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, let me just move. Hallelujah. Thank you for that profound word. And let us, I just want to say, I'm going to call you back so you can do the benediction after a few announcements. Lord have mercy this morning. This just got me shouting here in my place. Let us pray over this prayer request. Dear God, we humbly come this morning to thank you for waking us up to another day, Lord. We know that you are still in control of us this morning, Lord. Just we love, we thank you for just watching over us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the co-founder, Pastor LaVonya Lewis, for that profound word this morning, Lord. She has touched our hearts this morning, Lord. We need God. We need him like we never needed him before. We thank you for that message. Fill her up this morning with overflow of blessing this morning, Lord. Fill her up this morning. I so appreciate everything she's done. God, thank you for our amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pat, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, for starting us on this journey. Their vision was so powerful. This master's call Monday through Friday. Thank God for every prayer warrior, guest, artist, distributor that joined us this morning here on the master's call. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for connecting us all, Lord, to share an artist's life with us and year after year, Lord. We thank God for the products that could also help us to move forward, Lord. We thank you for that shield, that if everybody shared it, Lord, somebody will still be here this morning, Lord. We pray for, Lord, I looked at the TV this morning, 80,087 people have gone this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. They with you this morning, Lord. Pray for Mother Joseph this morning, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Lord, and Mother Francis Mann this morning. Pray for them, Lord. Pray for everyone in the hospital, nursing home. Lord, go by and touch them this morning. Hallelujah. We need you this morning like before. God, praise for those who are sick this morning. Protect them, the doctors, the nurses, the police officers, everybody in first responders, Lord, this morning. Pray for my friend this morning. She called me this morning. She was for COVID-19, Lord. Diane Diaz, Lord, she came through it, but she had a heart attack, Lord. For praying that she's able to call this morning. Pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Confidence in their way forward. Lord, we fear. We fear, Lord. We fear what's going on. But, Lord, you're in control, God. We trust you in everything that we do, Lord. We praise your name this morning. Give us the strength to go on, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me just say this morning, you want to hear this playback call, powerful message, but go ahead and share with everyone this morning. Share, just keep saying this number, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677 pound. And also, please, this morning, we do have the presidential Tuesday. Please plug into that call. That number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting us this morning with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Rosalind, for ushering us in this morning with praise and worship. Thank you, co-founder, Pastor LaVonya Lewis, for that awesome message this morning. Thank you so much. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Yes. We bless your name, God. God, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. You are so wonderful. And we uplift your name on high. What a marvelous God you are. What an amazing God. And Lord, shines that treasure from the treasure, the reflection from the treasure you put inside of us. Let that light shine from it onto the nation, God, onto your people, God, and let them see your glory. Let them see your amazing power. And Father, we'll forever give you the praise, and we'll forever give you the honor, because you are the God. You are our Savior. You are the light of this world when the darkness comes. And we bless your name forever. Touch your people. Heal their hearts. Give them peace and comfort, God, for the losses that they've had, whether it be physical or financial. God, even those who feel spiritually like they've fallen back, God, regain and recover and hold. Let them know they haven't fallen out of your hand. You're still holding them. And Lord, we'll forever give you the praise, and we thank you for your word on this morning as we go about our day. In Jesus' name we pray, it is so, and so it is. Amen, amen, and amen.